come on, swing it.
Hello, everyone. It is me, DJ Dum Dum Boy, here with DJ Nixby. And looks like we're having some headphone difficulties. There we go. Is that better?
There we go.
Yeah. You know, I guess that's not a good... No, I'm kidding. I was going to say that's not a good sign of the semester that's to come, but I'm just kidding. Anyway, welcome to the show. Pleasure to have you on here, Nixby.
Thank you for having me.
Yep. I think this is the third or fourth time I've had you on my show.
It's the third time I've been on your show.
Yep, you've come on other times before for the midday mix and such, so you're always welcome on my show. Looks like I was spiking there. My apologies to the listeners at home. Yeah, well, welcome everyone. This is, I guess, the first episode of Echoplex this semester. So to all the freshmen that are up here at the U, welcome. This show is on every Sunday from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m., usually you play 80s music, but I bring guests on and I let them spin whatever they want as well. It's kind of a multi-variety show. We spin music, we talk politics, and we just have a good time. And you're always more than welcome to join in on the discussion. 801-585-3449. We'll be glad to take your calls and hear whatever you have to say. And with that, if you're tuning in right now from the university TV thing, hello, hello. Did you know that? Apparently they broadcast our stream on, like, university TV.
Oh, that's really cool.
I forget what channel it is, but, like, you go on that channel and it's just, like, a still frame that says KU or whatever, and it's the audio there. So I wonder if some poor freshmen's just turned on their TV and my voice came on. In that case, hello and welcome. Welcome to the campus. And to all my listeners around the world, around the country, hello and welcome. A big hello to you. A shout out to my friend Martin, who came in yesterday from Ohio with the Yingling at 11 o'clock at night. Big shout out to you. I've got a song for you that you requested, and I'm going to play it since tomorrow's the big North American eclipse, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's going to be exciting. Are you going to watch it?
Probably. I don't know. Is it going to be visible here?
Well, from what I've heard, we're going to have 91% obscurity, so it should be visible from Salt Lake. Like, I've heard what it's going to feel like at 90% or 91% is kind of like a cloudy day, and like shadows are going to start disappearing, and apparently it starts cooling down too at that point. So like when it hits 5 minutes before and 5 minutes after, the air just cools down. But apparently in like the path of totality, it goes completely dark. It gets super cold. From what I've heard, like some guy went to Turkey to see a total eclipse once, and it was like 94 degrees. And then totality hit, and the temperature dropped to, like, 70 degrees in a matter of minutes. So it's pretty crazy. That little ball of whatever, helium, hydrogen, I don't remember, guys. I haven't taken a science class in so long. But one of those elements.
One of those random elements.
Exactly.
People are somewhat aware of.
It's kind of freaky, though. Every time, like, I put those glasses on, and because I've been testing, like, my cameras and stuff and, like, testing the glasses to make sure they work. And, like, you're looking at the sun and it's this orange little, like, disc in the sky. It's smaller than the moon. I've never, like, actively looked at the sun with a filter on before.
Well,
it's tiny.
It's smaller than the moon because it's further away and the moon's obscuring the sun.
Exactly. Yeah. And, like, I don't know. It's, like, in my head, it's horrible, but it conjures up the image of the people, like, at the nuclear tests having to put the glasses on in order to watch that, because apparently those blasts, like, when they see that initial shock of light, it's brighter than the sun. So that's kind of freaky to me. But yeah, it's the giant nuclear reactor in the sky that's 8 light minutes away from us. That's a dumb science fact for you today. Anyway, before I continue rambling here, what are you going to play for us today, Nix? What are you going to kick us off with?
Well, I figured I'd come on and share this one with you. It's The Stranglers, The Raven, and it's one of my favorite tunes, and it's off the Raven album, although I've got the compilation that it's on.
Right,
but I thought I'd share this with you because it's It's a really, really fun track to start out with.
I'm excited. Let's check this out, guys. That out, guys. Oh, that's so cool. I love that delay that was going on there. Oh, that's so rad. I'm a sucker for that. Whenever like a song has really cool synth stuff going on in the background, I'm a sucker for that. So, yeah, we were at that rally on